It's 5:45. You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. A replica of an armed sloop from the 1700s is leaving its home in the waters of Grand Traverse Bay and headed to Emmett County. The Maritime Heritage Alliance begins the process of moving the Welcome this week. You might notice a crane pulling her mast on Thursday. The Welcome was actually built in Mackinac City. It's no longer safe for passengers, and Emmett County is hoping to build a museum around it at the Headlands International Dark Sky Park. Emmett County Commission Chair Jim Tamlin says it will likely take years for that to happen. For now, they're building a storage facility where she can be fixed up and preserved for display on land.
There had been some discussion of possibly sinking it for divers to dive on because the it was no longer Coast Guard certifiable to take people out on. And our thoughts were so few people would ever see it that way. It's a great way to protect a wooden boat, but if we could bring it back to Mackinac and build a facility around it to house it out of the weather, that far more people would have access to it. This is its home. This is where she belongs.
Can you give us a sense of the long-term vision of what your goal is for this facility in the Headlands?
We would house it at the entrance to the Headlands, and it would serve, the Welcome as its name, but it would be a welcoming facility into this 700-acre park, this Dark Sky Park. There's a tremendous amount of visitors that come there. People don't have a lot of opportunity to ever see one of these boats up close, and we have the hardest part. We have the boat. Now we just have to do the second hardest part, which is to put a facility there that would hold it and let from school groups to adults to just families on vacation actually be able to walk on it and go through it in a protected way.
And what do you think people can learn from this 1700s replica?
It's fascinating. If you've never been on one, how small they are. You think of how these people lived and how our great grandparents. How did they ship product? How did they travel? There were no roads. There were no railroads. If you were going anywhere on the Great Lakes in this region, you did it by boat. And how the craftsmanship, all built out of native timbers, hand hewn, 12 by 12 timbers that and 8 by 12 timbers out of oak, and they're amazingly beautiful.
And even though it's headed to Emmett County this summer, people shouldn't expect to be able to see this boat and this new facility anytime soon.
We will go after grants, we will go after foundation money, and we will go after private donation. But we need to raise the money to put it in a permanent facility first, yes.
Thanks again, Jim Tamlin.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jim Tamlin is chair of the Emmett County Board of Commissioners. Again, the Welcome has been plying the waters of Grand Traverse Bay. Its mast will be pulled this week in anticipation of its move north to Emmett County. This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.